Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm host Paul Vogelzang, and you're listening to show number 227. Back a few years for our Not Old Better audience, in 1983 specifically, a woman named Tammy Oldham attempted to sail from Tahiti to San Diego, more than 4,000 miles, with her fiancé, Richard Sharp. Less than 3 weeks into their journey, the couple ended up in the path of Hurricane Raymond and found themselves fighting for their lives. This is the backdrop and true story of the new movie, Adrift. Let's listen to a clip here from the film Adrift when Tammy, played by Shailene Woodley, in the aftermath of the storm, she's awakened to find that Richard is badly injured and their boat is in ruins. And Tammy pleads for radio help, saying, "Mayday, mayday." If you've seen any of the trailers for the new movie Adrift, then you know that it's based on a true story. Although it looks like this movie will be an on-the-seas survival story, again based on true events, it's actually more of a romance. The couple, Oldham and Sharp, played by Sam Claflin and Shailene Woodley in the movie Adrift, and again based on a true inspiring story of these two free spirits whose chance encounter leads them first to love and then to an adventure of a lifetime. As the two sailors set out on a journey across the ocean, Tammy Oldham, again played by Shailene Woodley, and Richard Sharp, played by Sam Claflin, their true life names, couldn't anticipate they would be sailing directly into one of the most catastrophic hurricanes in recorded history. With no hope of rescue, Tammy must find the strength and determination to save herself and the only man she's ever loved. Oldham and Sharp were delivering a 44-foot yacht, Hazana, from Tahiti to San Diego in 1983 when the storm hit. Tammy navigated manually using a sextant and watch, survived on peanut butter and canned food, and sailed 1,500 miles in 41 days to reach safety in Hilo, Hawaii. She then self-published a book about this in 1998. Based on the way Hollywood tends to depict ocean sailing, it's a wonder any of us ever get into a boat. Whether it's Mother Nature or sharks to get you, the movies make it easy to assume you won't be in any hurry to get back in the water if you're lucky enough to ever return to shore. I thought Adrift a beautifully shot, excellent movie, a voyage that's ultimately well worth taking. The film's directed by Baltazar Kromaker, and we're going to hear from him in just a little bit. And the screenplay is by Aaron Kendall and Jordan Kendall, based on the book by Tammy Oldham, Red Sky in Morning, a true story of love, loss, and survival at sea. I asked Tammy Oldham about the reality of on-scene filming and whether the story is told according to her events. In a few moments, we'll hear from Shailene Woodley, who plays Tammy, and from Sam Claflin, who plays Tammy's fiancé, Richard Sharp. Adrift is rated PG by the MPAA, and it gets that for some injury images, a little bit of peril, some language, some brief drug use, partial nudity, and some thematic elements, but it is definitely a movie worth seeing. I loved it. I'm grateful for the Studio STX sharing it with me, and I enthusiastically recommend and encourage you, my Not Old Better audience, to go see Adrift. We're with author of the book Red Sky in Morning, a true story of love, loss, and survival at sea by Tammy Oldham. So, Tammy, in your first meeting with director Baltazar Kromaker, Did you discuss the sea adventure and filming on a real ocean?
First met Baltazar Skyping, and then met him in Suva when we got here in Fiji. And he has been so accommodating and so gracious. Great director, and I'm just so happy he's in charge. He's, you know, filming on the water is so tough, and he is the guy for that.
And what about the writers, the Kandel brothers? Did you feel in good hands with them too? And did you all go so far as to think about Shailene Woodley in the role portraying you?
Quite frankly, when the Kandels and I were putting this together and talking about screenplays and all, we really hoped that Shailene would be the one to raise her hand to do this. And we were just putting it out there to the universe. And so it was so wonderful when she was so excited. She first emailed me and said she was so excited to be a part of the project.
Filming on the ocean offers a tremendous sense of realism, I'm sure. I read that the boat created for the film was very true to the real-life Hazana.
The boat looks just like what happened to the boat. I mean, it looks just like the Hazana, and the mast ripped out. I mean, and the one mast just twisted and yanked out. I mean, it's exactly how it looked.
And also true to life, I read that you were surprised, thrilled, but surprised how much Sam Claflin looks just like Richard.
It's uncanny how much Sam looks like Richard, for one thing. And I just love Sam. He's just perfect for the part. And he was just, the other day we were all together and he had us all laughing. And I just looked at him and went, "You just remind me so much of Richard," because everybody's drawn to him. He's just got this charismatic way about him. And it was just so perfect because I think the universe sent us Sam to play Richard. I mean, he really is perfect.
Aaron, Jordan Kandel, thanks for joining us today. And we've just finished talking to Tammy about all things Adrift. And she mentioned working with you and about how you all were of one mind about so much, but Shailene Woodley for the role of Tammy particularly.
The second we met Tammy, she reminded us so much of Shay. And
yeah, in her strength, in her free spirit, in her willingness to lead a different kind of life that follows her own sort of horizon and her own path. You know, that reminded us a lot of Shailene. And so when we finished, as soon as we finished writing the script, she was the first person we actually sent it to.
Yeah. And further, yeah, regarding this one mind approach, director Baltazar Kromaker, he was also a first choice for a lot of reasons, right?
Finding a director who has all of the skills and ability and experience to tell both an incredibly sweeping love story, but also an intimate, visceral survival story.
That takes place on the sea, primarily, which is one of the hardest elements you could possibly, one of the biggest filmmaking challenges is to shoot a movie on the sea. And so we needed a filmmaker who not only was up for that challenge, but in Balt we were fortunate and lucky enough to find somebody who was excited by it, who has filmed on the sea before. His amazing Icelandic film The Deep, who has filmed clearly survival stories and the elements to great success with Everest, and who we came to discover when he first read the script and responded was a almost Olympic sailor in his native country of Iceland back in his 20s. And so to bring that level of expertise and that experience, that excitement, that energy that Balt has constantly to the film was infectious. And when we first met him, he got the story. He was up for the challenge more than any other filmmaker who responded. And so we were just, we feel blessed that he wanted to do this movie and that he was clearly the right.
Well, it was a very director. Narrow target, and Balt is essentially like hit right in the bullseye. We couldn't have found a director who was more perfectly tailor-made to bring this story to life.
A Baltazar Gromacher, director of the new film Adrift. Welcome. You know, we've been talking to your writers, the Kandel brothers, and they speak so highly of you, your mini skills, boating, among others. You must love being on the ocean using your filmic skills.
We were basically like 4 or 5 weeks on the water for 12 to 14 hours a day, and you know, up to 30 knots. I loved it.
We've, of course, spoken to Tammy Oldham about her sixth sense regarding Shailene Woodley, and Tammy's great. We'll be talking to Shailene, as well as Sam Claflin, in just a bit. But the chemistry was just present everywhere insofar as just ideal casting. Did you see this, too?
I think Shailene has done a marvelous job, and so has Sam, and I think you're pretty heartless if you don't connect with Tammy, you know, I think, and her, you know, on the relationship. They hit it off. I think the chemistry is wonderful, you know, and partly that's always a luck thing, you know, do actors connect or not? Of course, the better environment you create for them to be able to do that, the more likely. But in the end, you need the actors to kind of hit it off together, and they certainly did. Most of the time, it's about men, you know, struggling through nature or saving each other on boats and stuff like that. And I've done those films, and I think it's great to see it through a female perspective, and I think that's very interesting. And that's why it was also important for me to get the support of the actress.
Baltazar Gromacher, you refer to your other films, 101, Reykjavik, The Sea, Contraband, Everest, and survival stories. What is it that we connect with their survival stories? And what about this notion of extreme activities, being on the edge, being part of nature, etc.?
There's something about survival stories that I think, in a way, we can all connect with, because we are all creatures of Mother Earth, and we are all trying to walk through it in some way. And I think to see it to the extreme is something that can be quite satisfactory. Why do people sail around the world? Why do people climb mountains? It's hard to explain it. It exists inside of us, the need to be a part of nature, even though we've kind of moved a bit away from it to the cities and to the skyscrapers. I think even more so when we place ourselves in that kind of, or create the kind of life around it, we feel more need of connection to nature. And I think that's why survival stories, in some ways, often have an extreme, people in extreme environment, surroundings. We kind of fantasize about it, you know, what would we ourselves do in that kind of situation? And I also think the need of being in that situation.
Sam Claflin, welcome to the show. You know, we've been speaking to everyone, and we'll be speaking to Shailene next, but just wrapped up with Baltazar, who we ask about survival stories, you know, being on the edge, just hanging in there, persevering, doing more than you might think you can do. In terms of this film, Adrift, that means something to you too.
I hope people realize that they have the ability to do more than they know they can. There's so many times in life you want to give up, but I think there's always a reason to keep going. And I think this film shines a light on that.
What is it about Richard Sharpe that you related to in portraying a real person?
He was in his early 30s, and a man who had built his own boat called the Mayaluga in South Africa, where he worked in a shipyard for several years. And he was an avid sailor, and he sailed around the world. Very charming, he's a perfectionist in the way that which is why he needed to kind of build his own boat. Everything had to be the way that he wanted it to be. I really had a flavor for who he is, and had an essence of, you know, who this man is. But one thing that's important to me, and I think it would always be important to me if I ever portrayed real people, and, you know, again, is that I never want to be doing an impression of. I want to be me, you know, or I'm an actor, I will never be that person. So I'd like to kind of have elements of him seep through me, but without being him.
Sam Claflin, we're speaking with Shailene Woodley next, Sam, and she's last on our schedule. Everyone has said how much she's meant to this project and contributed, and working with her, the chemistry, all that really came together, as well as working with the entire crew. All the locations, Shailene, hard to say anything, but just, wow, she's very special.
She's also just an incredible actress. I think she was one of the main reasons that I knew that I had to be a part of this job. Like, having read the script, knowing what was in store for whoever was going to be playing that part especially, but knowing that I'd have to work across from someone who, and closely, they had to be cool. Because I couldn't bear being stuck on a boat with someone who wasn't. To be able to go to work and actually look forward to going to work and seeing the people who you're working with is apparently rare, but I've been very lucky. But this job especially, I think also due to the fact that we've been in beautiful locations and incredible settings on boats and yachts, jumping off, diving off into the ocean. It's been horrible. But the fact that I get to do that and share that with someone who I genuinely care about is amazing. And I feel very, very fortunate. It doesn't feel like work, and so much of it hasn't felt like work, and that is down to Shay. I think she's made it a very, very comfortable, very, very welcoming, very warm and fun experience.
Shailene Woodley, welcome. We've been waiting to talk to you, and we're excited, especially about your role as Tammy Oldham. You felt the same about the role, and in reading the script, you couldn't not do it, right?
As soon as I read the script, I knew there was no way that I could not do this film. There was no way that I could pass the opportunity to portray this character and to express the love that these two people shared in a way that was so uniquely formatted and written. The way that they had written the script was so different compared to how most films are formulated that it sort of was a dream come true in every sense of the way.
Thanks for that. You know, if you would, Shailene Woodley, in your words, what is the story about?
Adrift is a story of survival at sea against all odds after a couple sails into a class 5 hurricane, one of the most catastrophic hurricanes in recorded history, and their boat seems to capsize. They are forced to find inner strength and inner will to survive.
And working with Sam Claflin, everyone has used the word chemistry. That was there and more, right?
He inspired me so deeply to be a better actor, think of things from different angles, open my eyes to different ways of portraying a character within a certain scenario, and all the while did it with such a humble nature and such a lightness. I learned so much from him.
We spoke to Tammy Oldham, and when we spoke, it was very clear that this film, this pairing, was meant to be.
The first time we met, it was just sort of a moment of deep awe. And we had talked so much before that I felt in a way that I knew her already. But to actually hug her and look in her eyes and hold her hands and receive the essence, the physical essence of her that I had been missing all of those months, was a moment that I will never forget.
Tell us about the experience of filming in nature, the elements, and filming on the open ocean, and what that brings to the film, and then to the viewers, to the audience.
There's so many unknowns when filming that closely with nature, but because Balt himself was a professional sailor, he used to be a competitive sailor in Iceland, and because he's built this reputation of working with the elements in such a pure way, he really was given the trust by our studio SDX and producers to take this to the open water. This movie draws you in. It's almost as if when you're watching it, you can smell the ocean yourself. You can feel the salt water in your hair, because that's what happens when you capture life in a way that's truthful, and when you capture life in a way that's real versus fabricated. And they both have their pros and they both have their cons, but this movie takes you on a very visceral experience. This is the journey that I feel as an audience member, you feel in a way that you are on, because the power of the ocean elicits that from you as a viewer.
Thanks to all, including STX Film, Vocal, Bertelman for his music, and EPK TV for all you've done. My thanks to our guests today, and please check out our website at notold-better.com for more information and conversation. And thanks to all of you, my wonderful audience, for your charming, encouraging, and advice-driven emails with show and topic suggestions. Please keep them coming at info@notold-better.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at notoldbetter. And you can find us on Facebook as well. We are Not Old Better there on Facebook. Podcasts of the Not Old Better Show are available on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also on Amazon's Alexa. How are you today, Alexa?
I'm doing great.
Alexa, play the Not Old Better podcast.
Getting the latest episode of the Not Old Better Show. Here it is from TuneIn.
You can always find us online at notold-better.com, where you can find all of our archives. You can share a link, you can get in touch, and I look forward to hearing from you. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and please, everyone, let's talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.